This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this afternoon. I'm so excited because I feel like we've followed this couple the whole 14, 15 weeks of the block, and to say they haven't been through hell and back is underestimated. Like, they literally, I don't know, I feel like that caught me off guard last night, but joining us on the phone now is the one, the only, Tess. How are you?
Hello, how are you?
Oh, my
and
God.
Luke.
Oh, and Luke, is Luke there as well? Oh, guys. Guys, seriously, I tell you what, you must be so tired.
Yeah, look, it's been a big couple of days. We're still trying to get our heads around what the hell just went down.
Oh, my God.
But we're just so excited because every single couple walked away with money, and that was the whole aim. You know, no one, you know, kind of bombed out. Everyone is so happy with the results, so it's a win-win.
I think one of the things was there was so much talk that maybe some of them wouldn't sell. And yeah. I think everyone was really nervous about that. Did you guys sort of feel that at the time?
Well, absolutely, you know. And you don't go into this thinking that you're actually going to walk away with money. Because if you do, you're a fool. Like, this is the experience, you know. And it has happened in the past where people have walked away with nothing. So, you know, we're just wrapped.
But coming, you really were the dark horse and the underdogs, really, because people were like, maybe not. Yeah. And you've walked away with $730,000. That's insane.
Yeah, I know. I think we were so lucky that we actually had two emotional buyers in the room.
Yeah.
So they both fell in love with the house, you know. Investors,
so good.
It's by crunching numbers, whereas emotional buyers, you know, they want that house and they don't care what it costs them. So I think we were very lucky there that we created a home that was perfect for two families that had to fight it out.
$730,000 in cans is like 40 million, isn't it?
Basically 40 million in Melbourne. So fantastic.
You guys must be like the biggest celebrities in Cairns that I even know of.
Yeah.
Like, what's the reception been like at home?
We fly back home tomorrow, so I guess we'll see when we go back. But all our friends and family are so excited to catch up with us again.
Yeah, we actually got to have some of our friends and family here with us, and so they were in the auction room watching it go down. And honestly, you could just hear the screaming. Like, it was just, really, really
so
exciting.
Good. Well, so good.
I'm actually coming up to Cairns in 2 weeks, so I'm going to be hunting you guys down. I reckon that I'll spot you pretty easy. You guys are going to be walking around like royalty.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, how many drinks at Gilligan's, the club up there, can $730,000 buy? Like, seriously?
Oh, look, I reckon we'd have a good afternoon born into the seat. We'd be there for a while.
I tell you what, they really should just paint the whole of the Esplanade there and put a big gold plaque of you guys, big statue. What do you reckon?
I'm loving this. I think you guys need to talk to our people because this needs to happen.
I think it's great. And now, listen, Tess, can I just say one thing? You might have won $730,000, but you look stunning last night.
Yep.
Amazing.
Yep.
Oh, thank you,
Luke,
very much.
And, Luke, you're not too shabby yourself,
no,
mate.
Totally.
Like, you are a gay icon now that you've been on our show, so lap it up.
You've got to dress like a winner. You've got to dress the part, and I think that's probably what got us across the line.
Now, my favourite part of your house was that glass floor or ceiling, whichever way you look at it. I thought that was a genius move. Whose idea was that?
That was Luke's idea, actually. He wanted to keep all the natural light in, but he wanted to create a sound barrier.
Wow,
so
I thought
I first said it, I mean, that's pretty wild, but this looks awesome.
Such a good move. And all I want to do when we did our walkthrough is all I wanted to do is just take all my clothes off and lie on it and just wait until someone looked up at me.
I'm sure someone may have done that last night. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I'm sure. Now, listen, to you guys, congratulations once again. $730,000. It is insanely good. You deserve it. I mean, you've been through a lot. And can I just compliment you and applaud you for being so authentic and so honest and so real and not putting up with any shit and really just, you know, it's great to see. Look, I know there's been backlash and there's, you know, these keyboard warriors will get at you and they'll have a crack. But you know what? At the end of the day, you were authentic.
Yep.
You were real. We loved you. The disappointing thing is you're not on television all the time.
Are so lovely. Thank you so much. And you know what? With those trolls, and we've got 730,000 reasons not to give a shit.
We love it. Listen, you guys enjoy. We won't take up any more of your time because, you know, you've probably been through 4,000 interviews today. You must be exhausted. Thank you so much for being on our show.
We absolutely love it.
Yeah, when you're down next time, please jump on. You can come in for an hour, and we'll just talk about what you've done and how you've spent your money, basically. So, but listen, thank you.
We love that.
Thank you once again. Congratulations, and take care from all of us at Joy.
Murphy's Law. One listen, and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.